wearing wolves' clothing and a pack of wolves. As Fitzner runs us up the rocky heights, Leah, the girl with the limp, falls. He lazily nudges at her with his foot till we carry her on our shoulders. Roke and I bear the load. Titus smirks, and only Cassius helps when Roke tires. Then Pollux, a lean, craggy-voiced boy with buzzed hair, takes over for me. He sounds like he's been smoking burners since he was 2. We trudge through a summer valley of forests and fields. Bugs nip at us there. The gold brows drip with sweat, but I do not. This is an icy bath compared to the rigors of my old fry suit. All about me are trim and fit, but Cassius, Severo, Antonia, Quinn, the bloody damn fastest girl or thing I've ever seen on 2 feet, Titus, 3 of his new friends, and I could leave the rest behind. Only Fitzner with his grav boots could outpace us. He bounds along like a deerling, then he chases one down and his razor whips out. It encircles the deerling's throat and he contracts the blade to kill the animal. "Supper," he says, grinning. "Drag it." "You could have killed it closer to the castle," Severo mutters. Fitzner scratches his head and looks around. "Did anyone else hear a squat, ugly little goblin go, well, whatever sound goblins make?" "Drag it." Severo grabs the deer's leg. "Dickwit." We reach the summit of a rocky height, 5 kilometers southwest of our castle. A stone tower dominates the peak. From the top, we survey the battlefield. Somewhere out there, our enemies do the same. The theater of war stretches to the south farther than we can see. A snowy mountain range fills the western horizon. To the southeast, a primordial wood knots the landscape. Dividing the two is a lush plain split by a massive southbound river, the Argos, and its tributaries. Farther south, past the plains and rivers, the ground dips away into marshes. I cannot see beyond. A great floating mountain hovers 2 kilometers up in the bluish sky. "It is Olympus," Fitzner explains, "an artificial mountain where the proctors watch each year's class. Its peak shimmers with a fairy tale castle." Leah shuffles closer to stand beside me. "How does it float?" she asks sweetly. "I haven't the faintest clue." I look north. 2 rivers in a forested valley split our northern territory, which is at the edge of a vast wilderness. They form a V pointing southwest to the lowlands, where they eventually form 1 tributary to the Argos. Surrounding the valley are the highlands, dramatic hills and dwarf mountains scarred with gulches where mist still clings. "This is Phobos Tower," Fitzner says. The tower lies in the far southwest of our territory. He drinks from a canteen while we go thirsty, and points northwest where the 2 rivers meet in the valley to form their V. A massive tower crowns a distant dwarf mountain range just beyond the junction. "And that is Deimos." He traces an imaginary line to show us the bounds of House Mars's territory. The eastern river is called the Furor. The western, which runs just south of our castle, is the Metos. A single bridge spans the Metos. An enemy would have to cross it to enter between the V into the valley and strike northeast across easy wooded ground to reach our castle. "This is a slagging joke, isn't it?" Severo asks Fitzner. "Whatever do you mean, goblin?" Fitzner pops a gum bubble. "Our legs are as wide as a pink horse. All these mountains and hills, and anyone can just walk right in the front door. It's a perfect flat passage from the lowlands right to our gate, just 1 stinking river to cross." "Pointing out the obvious, eh? You know, I really do not like you, you foul little goblin." Fitchner stares at Sevra for a purposeful moment, and then shrugs. Anyway, I'll be on Olympus. What does that mean, Proctor? Cassius asks sourly. He doesn't like the look of things either. Though his eyes are red from weeping through the night for his dead brother, it hasn't dulled his impressiveness. I mean, it's your problem, little prince, not mine. No one's going to fix anything for you. I am your proctor, not your mommy. You're in school, remember? So if your legs are open, well, make a chastity belt to protect the soft spot. There's general grumbling. Could be worse, I say. I point past Antonia's head toward the southern plains where an enemy fortress spans a great river. We could be exposed like those poor bastards. Those poor bastards have crops and orchards, Fitchner muses. You have. He looks over the ledge to find the deer he killed. Well, Goblin here left the deer behind, so you have nothing. The wolves will eat what you do not. Unless we eat the wolves, Sevra mutters, drawing strange looks from the rest of our house. So, we have to get our own food. Antonia points to the lowlands. What are they doing? A black dropship slides down from the clouds. It settles in the center of the grassy plain between us and the distant enemy river fortress of Ceres. Three obsidians and a dozen tin pots stand guard as Browns hustle out to set hams, steaks, biscuits, wine, milk, honey, and cheeses onto a disposable table 8 kilometers from Phobos Tower. A trap, obviously, Sevro snorts. Thank you, Goblin, Cassius sighs, but I haven't had breakfast. Circles ring his reckless eyes. He glances over at me through the crowd of our fellows and offers a smile. Up for a race, Darrow? I start with surprise, then I smile. On your mark. And he's off. I've done dumber things to feed my family. I did dumber things when someone I loved died. Cassius is owed the company as he races down the steep hillside. 48 kids watch us scamper to fill our bellies. None follow. Bring me a slice of honeyed ham.